I figured I'd speak about the topic of Sima Masechta. For those of you who don't know, you're all invited to Sunday night's Sim. I think everyone here responded, at least. Most people are coming. I figured I'd go through some of the sources, the reasons behind the Hagdara, what exactly constitutes a Masechta, and some other interesting dinim that may play out. So the main Gemara that discusses, the seam one makes for finishing and completing a Masechta is found in the Gemara in Shabbos, Staff Kuf Yud Chesman based on the bottom and carries over to the top of Kuf Yud Tesman Aleph. And the Gemara is as follows. Omar Abai, Tisi Li, Dechi Chazina Tzurbe Mirabanan. When I saw one of the great students, Tamid Chachamim, Deshalim Masechta, when he finished completing a Masechta, Avidna Yoma Tavol Rabban. I'd make a Yom Tov for all the Rabban to come and join in for this Yom Tov. The Gemara only uses the Lashon of Yom Tov. As of now, there's no mention of a Suda per se, but I don't know what else a Yom Tov would be without Suda. For sure, there wasn't any Issur Melacha. The Gemara only does mention a Yom Tov, though, for the Rabbanim. And the Rashi, their comments, insignificant right now, we'll see how it's important later on. Rashi writes, the Talmidim, he would make a Yom Tov for all the Talmidim, all the students, Rashi Shiva Haya. Because Abai was the Rashi Shiva. Okay, seems a bit strange what Rashi's trying to do, what's he trying to explain, but later that'll be important. So what's the source? Why exactly did Abai want to make a Siyam, if there is a source, to make a Siyam, a Yom Tov, for anyone who completed the Masechta? So the Marsha there in Shabbos says, Samach Lezeh, Hasuda, there's a Suda, even though Gemara doesn't mention it, Yisa B'Medjish. The Medjish says, the Osen Suda L'Siyuma Shel Torah. You should make a Suda when someone completes Torah. What is Medjish? So number four, the Beis Yosef, in Arachayim, Simen Tav Reish Samach Tes, in the Dinim of Hilchos Simchas Torah, it's not called Hilchos Simchas Torah, but where he talks about Simchas Torah, he mentioned the Beis Yosef brings a Matzasi Ikaral Shel Haminog. I found this minog in a Medjish in the beginning of Shia Shirim. Ve'avo Yerushalayim ve'yamo lefnei Aharon bris Hashem ve'yase mishal chalavadav. Shlomo HaMelech, after receiving the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to grant you all the Chachma, before he actually received all the Chachma, but Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you will receive all the Chachma in the world, more than anybody ever will. So as a result, Shlomo decided to make a Mishta for everybody. So he made a Suda. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mikan She'osin Suda L'Gamar Shel Torah. Well, somebody complete the Torah. Now, of course, someone didn't complete the Torah just yet. He was just granted and promised he's going to get all the Chachma. But it was a Ke'ilu. He, I guess, finished it. That guarantee was enough for him to make a Suda to celebrate the completion of the Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this in the... Really, the Ramah writes it based on the Beis Yosef of the Medrash. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Simchas Torah here, that the Koran Yom Tov Ha'achron Simchas Torah, the last line of number 5, we call this last day Simchas Torah, L'fi she'smechin ve'osin bo su'udas mishta l'gamar shel Torah, because we would celebrate and rejoice and make a suda for completing the Torah, the reading the Kriyas Torah the entire year. So this is the source, according to the Marsha, as to why Abaye made a Simcha Yom Tov for completing the Masechta, as we find by Shlomo HaMelech, and as we do every year in Simchas Torah. It's for the completion of the Torah. There is, however, a second source, and that's found in the Gemara in Tainis and the Gemara Bava Basra. It's really a mission in Tainis, but I brought the Gemara in Bava Basra because there's an important Rashbam there. The Gemara Bava Basra quotes a mission, a famous mission in Tainis, which says, "Lo hayu yom tovim li Yisrael k'mechamisha asar ba'av v'chayim ha'kipurim." There's no greater yom tov for Klal Yisrael as Tu Ba'av and Yom HaKippurim. Shebehen habnos Yerushalayim yotzes b'chei lovin shula, and the ladies, the single ladies, would go out and borrow clothing, white clothing, not to embarrass anybody who didn't have their own nice new white clothing. So the Gemara wants to know, what was the great simcha? What was the great yom tov on these 2 days? So bishlama yom kippurim. I understand why Yom Kippur is such a great yom tov. Yom slicha mechila, it's the day we get forgiven. Yom shenasu b'luchas achronos, the second luchas were given on Yom Kippurim. So that makes a lot of sense why that was such a great yom tov. But chamisha asar ba'av, mayhi? What was so great about Tu B'Av? What's the big deal about Tu B'Av? So the Gemara goes on to bring a number of explanations, and one of the answers is, and Amud Beis and Kuf Chaf Aleph, Rabbi Rav Yosef Damer Chavayu, Yom Sheposkin Milichos Eitzim L'Maracha. This was the day they would stop cutting wood for the Maracha for the fire on the Mizbeach. Okay, that makes it such a great day. That's why Tu B'Av is one of the two best Yom Tovim the entire year. You even call it Yom Tov because they stopped bringing firewood. So Rashbam explains in Bava Basra, he says, Ve'osa Yom Sheposku, that day that they stopped, how you smechin, they were so happy. Because they completed such a mitzvah gedola So they made a. So that's why it was called the Yom Tov. So the Nimuk Yosef there, as on, v'gam shehu minag l'smach b'inyan mitzvah, you should rejoice in completing this mitzvah. Ad shechashesh lema usin smecha v'shmish of Yom Tov. When you complete it, you should make a simcha and a mishta as well in Yom Tov. So there's this idea that when someone completes a mitzvah, you should make a simcha also. So now, as an aside, it's unclear how to define what's considered a mitzvah gedola. The Lashon HaRashbam is mitzvah gedola. I just saw yesterday the Rambam calls the mitzvah kibra v'aim a mitzvah gedola. I did a quick search. I don't know if it was an accurate search, but in the Rambam, I didn't see anywhere else where he used the Lashon of mitzvah gedola. He could have maybe used different Lashonos. I know when it comes to Pidyon Shvuim, the Gemara Bava Basra calls it mitzvah rabba. Very similar. I don't know how the Rambam formulates it. I forgot. But what's a mitzvah gedola? I'm not really sure from this Lashon. But the Rashbam says a mitzvah gedola, and therefore writes the Nemuk Yosef, it warrants a mishta, simcha mishta Yom Tov. So the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tam Torah, Simon Reish Mam Vav, writes, Kish Mesayim Maseches Mitzvah L'smoch L'aso Suda V'nikres Suda's Mitzvah. When someone completes a Masechta, there's a mitzvah for simcha, a mitzvah to make a Suda, and that's called a Suda's Mitzvah. The Be'er Gra there writes, he brings both different sources we brought. The Gemara in Shabbos, which talks about the idea of completing a Masechta, and the Marsha points to the idea of the completion of Torah, and he also quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, which points to the, and the Rashbam also in particular, which points to it because when you complete a mitzvah. The Mishibur also writes on Hilchos the idea of Simchas Torah. He comments on the Ramah, which says there's a mitzvah to make a suda legamra shel Torah, k'di'isa b'mejer shi'ashim. V'hu adin legmar mitzvah, also when somebody completes a mitzvah, there's an idea to make a suda's mitzvah. So these are the two main sources, the Gemara in Bava Basra and the Gemara in Shabbos, either because you complete a Masechta or because you complete a mitzvah. So now we're going to go on to discuss what is considered a sim. What is it? A whole Masechta? Could a Perek? Could Tanakh? What's considered a sim Masechta? And also what's considered a sim mitzvah? What types of mitzvahs warrant a Suda's mitzvah as well? So the Marashal in Yam Shel Shlomo, Baba Kama, addresses this issue. To my knowledge, at least from my understanding, there are two famous Yam Shel Shlomos. There's his Akdama, and there's also what he writes in the middle of Merubah. He discusses all the different types of Suda's mitzvahs. Everyone who wants to, like, first, you have your first son, you know, you have a Shalom Zachar that night. Everyone says, what's the source of a Shalom Zachar? So everyone says, look at the Yam Shel Shlomo, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, in the middle of Merubah. So at the end of Masechta, also, he has a siyum. He writes a little strickle about making a siyum. So the editor of the Yom Shel Shlomo said, well, it probably makes more sense, even though he really wrote it at the end of the Masechta of Baba Kama, I'm really going to place it in the Perek Zion, Perek Merubah of Baba Kama, to put it next to where he discusses the other Suda's mitzvahs. So it's really, originally it was printed at the end, but the newer Yom Shel Shlomos have it in the end of the seventh Perek. So the Yom Shel Shlomo quotes the Gemara, also in Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Tainus, and Baba Basra. And then all the way at the end, the last line, he writes, V'im Kain, if this is true, HaShlomos HaSefer, completing the Sefer, Ein Lecha Mitzvah Gedol Mizu, there's no greater mitzvah than completing a Sefer. He's not completing the Torah, he's not completing Masechta, he wrote his own Sefer. Umbifrat, Hecha Shedaitu L'Haschel Achar Kach Sefer Acher. And even more so, when he has he has a mind to write an additional Svarim. There's a great reason to have a simcha, it's a mitzvah gedola, it's a suda's mitzvah. The Yom Shel Shlomo takes it a step further. In number 14, this is where he discusses, he has a whole long piece about all the different suda's mitzvahs when it comes to Chanukah, Bris Milah, Pidyon HaBen. He discusses very briefly about suda's mitzvah in the actual Simen Lamed Zayin, I think it is. So he has an idea, maybe one should say a shesimcha b'ma'ono at a sim masechta. So he says, you know what? Why wouldn't you? Ein lecha simcha yoser lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater simcha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela simcha v'rina shel Torah. What greater simcha than Torah is there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? De ein lechaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo ela dalad amos shehalacha, the Gemara in Bracha says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in this world is within the dalad amos v'halacha. It's no less than Pidyon HaBen, piersim mitzvah ba'amo. So then he said, I actually paskined, you should say as Shasimcha b'ma'ono at a Suda's mitzvah shall seem a masechta. But he said something happened. He doesn't say exactly what happened. Something bad happened at this Suda's mitzvah. And he said he took responsibility for paskening against all his rabbim. He never heard this before that one should say Shasimcha b'ma'ono at a Suda's mitzvah of a seem. So, and he passed that anyway. Something bad happened. He said it was my fault. From now on, although fundamentally one should say Asher Simcha B'mono, he's not going to passing that way. Because something bad happened, and you don't want to go against the Masorah. And then so obviously the Yom Shalom Turkey sued this mitzvah seemed very seriously. He thought even completing a sefer would warrant a sudas mitzvah, would be considered a sim. And he even took it a step further that ideally one should say Asher Simcha B'mono, but he won't paskin that way anymore. Now I just quoted number 15, and you can look it on your own, is the famous Hakdama of the Yom Shalom. I just quoted some of it. He discusses the famous Shaila of Elu Ve'elu Tivelokim Chayim, where he grapples with that question. You know, on one hand, how could you have multiple truths when Moshe Rabbeinu gave us strict halacha, what came down? He has this fascinating approach that Kabbalah Satorah, there were 49 channels and tubes of Chachma coming out from all different directions, which is represented by the kolos that Klai Yisrael saw at Kabbalah Satorah. So each of those had a different approach to different ideas. So there really were 49 different approaches to every sugya. So really, it wasn't that we had the ability to decide on our own what the truth was. Everything was really mentioned at Kabbalah Satorah. Each person, according to their own koch, was able to channel into one of those to figure out what he viewed was the correct approach. But they all really were true. That was what he writes in the Hakdama. Now, moving on to the discussion, what about different Sifrei Tanakh? If someone completes a Sefer Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, one of those, or Ezra Nehemiah, is that going to warrant a siyum, a sudas mitzvah? So Moshe in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Nun Zayin was asked this question. He was asked particularly about a chabur of people who would be learning together. Does that warrant a sudas mitzvah? What's the significance in regards to Tainis Becharos and maybe for the 9 days? So he writes that Kishma Simon Bechabura Shalom bim Mikra Bi'ian Varav Dorish Lefneim Midrashas Chazal Al Psukim. So when one is a real Ian, an Ian Seder someone has in Tanakh, when you complete a whole Sefer, you see based on the Gemara, the Chazal, about the finishing of the Torah, the Chazin and She'osin Sudash Lagam Shatar, one should say make a Sudas Mitzvah, and maybe it would exempt someone from the Tanis Becharos and allow someone to eat meat during the 9 days. Just like Shlomo Melech in the completion of Torah, we have on Simchas Torah every year. And then he writes, well, maybe you could say that's not really such a great raya. The Simchas Torah makes sense because there's an idea of the Kviyas L'chol Yisrael, we're all learning together. All of Klai Yisrael, we're all reading Kviyas Torah B'Rabim, so that warrants a much greater Simcha than if a few guys on their own are learning a Chabura of a Seder and Tanakh somewhere. So maybe that wouldn't warrant the same type of Sudas Mitzvah. But then he says, well, there is that other source. Although it might not be a seam of a completion of Torah, it's a seam of completion of a mitzvah, though. He says, Yesh lahachshiv ha-seam sudas mitzvah. Could we find also that kol mitzvah shem nimshocha mashach zman, any mitzvah that carries over a period of time, yesh simcha v'siyuma. There's a great simcha when you complete that mitzvah, just like when they finish bringing all the firewood for the mizbeach that required, that was called the yom tov because of tubav, so too there should be no less than that. At the end, he just says that it's pasha, that it's only when you learn with a perish emes, and one of the mefarshei rishonim, but not any of the perushim, I guess what we would call the, I won't say it, forget it, people who just have their own shot in terms of what different psukim, different storylines are, that he says is oftentimes not true, and it would only really be a real siyum and simcha if you follow one of the rishonim, like Rashi, whoever else may be on Tanakh. Later, Moshe was written, someone wrote to him, following up on the Shuva, about a Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says in number 17, Rabbi Yochanan, Kevin, Saim Safer the Sifer the Eov, when he would complete the Sefer Eov, so he would say, Sof Adam Lamos, the end of a person's life, he just dies. And Sof Behemel Shechita, and what good are behemoths? In the end, they just get shechted. But Kol Amisa Hemom, everybody stands with everyone, in the end, they die. However, Ashe, familiar line here, Ashe Misha Galdu B'Torah, V'Amela B'Torah, V'Osanach HaSuruch L'Yotzo, V'Galdu B'Shem Tov, V'Nifta B'Shem Tov, Min Ha'Olam. So, praiseworthy, this person who delves in Torah and is Amelis B'Torah and does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to. So, the Pnei Yeshua here points out, we see from this Gemara in Brachos, though, we see that Rabbi Yochanan, when he completed Sefer Eov, he was Rogil Lasso Sudasiyam. So you see a raya here that there's an idea to make a siyum on finishing a sefer of Tanakh. And it just seems like there's no yin necessary, just, you know, Rashi didn't exist in those times. So finishing a siyum on Eov would be, even just reading through Kriyas Torah would suffice. So he says, you can't bring a Rav Moshe responds in number 19. You can't bring me a Raya from there. Just stam reading through a Sefer in Tanakh is going to warrant a Sudas Mitzvah. Because when Rabbi Yochanan learned, he was learning every single letter, every word, every kriyuk siv. That's Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh. We are not learning that way. So you can't bring a Raya just stam learning. Rabbi Yochanan's learning wasn't just like reading the Pesukim. He was darshaning. So don't tell me that's going to be good enough. At the end of the Tshuva, Rav Moshe writes, he thinks also that if you finish a Medrash Chazal on Sefer Mikra, let's say the Sifra on Vayikra, or the Sifrei on the Bamidbar and Dvarim, or maybe even the Midrash Agadah, like the Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis and things like that, that too, he thinks, would warrant a Siyum and a Sudas Mitzvah. So it's not going to be greater than a Sudas Mitzvah, but it's going to be just as good as finishing a Siyum Masechta. What's the difference? Medrash Rabbah, the Sifra are also Chazal, and it's also a complete Sefer, so the Moshe thinks that should work also. But reading Pesukim alone, even with Rashi, even with somebody else, he's not really so comfortable, but Ladina, he says, it could qualify as a Sudas Mitzvah. So he's, in the end, it works, but he's not 100% comfortable. He's much more comfortable with, doing Medrash Rabbah or something like that. Rav Menashe Klein, in the next piece, discusses, I think we just probably his Shloshim just passed, right? I think just about a month ago. So Menashe Klein, he discussed a number of other types of assuming what would be considered completing a sefer. So here's an interesting right. He quotes a Bach in Prima Gadim that right, and someone who's Osek Rehilchos Derech Eretz, the section of Halacha, the Gemara in Brachos refers to it in other places as well. That particularly Gemara in Brachos talks about with Rabbi Huda, if someone's a Baal Keri can't learn Devei Torah, one's allowed to learn Hilchos Eretz. So Prima Golden Bach writes that this would not be considered learning Torah. So Menashe Klein wants to say, well, it sounds from them, well, only that Hilchos Derech Eretz would not be considered a completion of a Sefer and wouldn't warrant a Siyum, but all other Svarim Kedoshim would be included as a Sudas Mitzvah. So if that's the case, why are people not knowing to do that when they complete a Sefer of some sort? So he says, because it's really, people don't learn from beginning to end. They just do some research, they find a little shtickle here and a shtickle there. They don't go from the beginning to the end. But if someone were to start from beginning to the end of a sefer, so then in Echnami it seems to be that you would be able to make a seam. So he's not talking about like a stam sefer that somebody writes, he's talking about a sefer that's been part of the Mesorah. For some time, the examples he gives is like the Shulchan Aruch, if someone completes the whole section of Orach Chaim, or the whole section of Yerideya. Even sometimes people are knowing when they complete Hilchos Shabbos alone. That set of Halachos on Shabbos, that also may warrant a Sim. It's a completion of an entire chunk of Halachos, and there's a great Simcha involved there. And that's a Deek he makes from the Bach and Prima Gadim. I'm not sure if it's the best Deek necessarily. Others may argue that maybe finishing Chelek and Orach Chaim maybe wouldn't work. Then he talks about, towards the bottom of page 5, what about learning Mishnayos? Is that going to warrant a Siyum? He says, if people are learning a Bederech Kvius and Ian, just like you regularly learn in Gemara, so yes, in Echanam, if you complete, I didn't say completing a Masecht or a Seder as of yet, others discuss that, but if it's not Derech Ian, it's just, you're kind of going through it quickly, kind of like you're reading Tehillim. You don't make a scene when you complete the Ilum. You don't make a scene when you just read quickly through Mishnayos. You have to learn it, seriously, like you're learning Gemara. So he says again, once again, why people do not make a scene when they complete a Masechta Mishnayos? And he says people also don't go in order from the beginning to the end. But someone would go in order from the beginning to the end of a Seder of Mishnayos, a Masechta Mishnayos, in Echanami you should make a Sudas Mitzvah, he writes. Okay, so we discussed, again, completing a mitzvah. An example of that was writing a sefer. We discussed Tanakh, we discussed Mishnah, we discussed Shulchan Aruch. These are some of the issues that the post can deal with. Now, there's an interesting Piskei Tshuva regarding another issue of how long the simcha lasts of the siyum. So he quotes the Chavis Yair and then says, not only the day you make the siyum, but even the day afterwards, there's a simcha could still exist. And he said, not only that, even the day after that day, 2 days, 3 days afterwards, the simcha will also still be there, because we have, just like the Gemara and Ksubas talks about Sherev Brachos lasting for 7 days from getting married, so too, the simcha of the Siyum could last a few days as well. It's a very strange source the Chavziar brings. First of all, halacha, I don't know if we really know it this way, that the day after the Siyum, there's still going to be an element of Simcha. You make a Siyum on Sunday and celebrate it on Monday. There's no problem with that. I guess it probably wouldn't work for the 9 days, would be my guess. But Piskachuv does bring it in. But the Raya itself that the Chavziar brings from Nisuin is very strange. Shev Brachos lasts for 7 days, so to the Siyum on the Masechta should last for a number of days. So we go through some of the next sources for the reason why you should make a Siyum on a Masechta. Maybe we can understand this Chavziar. So why do you make a Siyum? We first spoke about what constitutes a Siyum. Finishing a Sefer, finishing a Masechta, Mishnah, Tanakh. But why does one make a Siyum? So the Muki Yosef we saw before says, Gam shu minag l'smach b'inin mitzvah. There's the idea of a certain amount of simcha you have. You're happy when you complete a mitzvah. So it's almost because of the simcha you have will create a certain amount of hodah you want to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't say hodah, he just says simcha. We'll see in a couple of sources that the simcha will create a certain amount of hodah, thanks and gratitude to Kadosh Baruch Hu you want to express. Now there's a famous perspective from the Rav as to why you're making a siyum. What's the great simcha of a siyum? So it's found at the end of Masechta Sukkah we learned last year. Reichman put in from he has a bunch of inyanim at the end, so beinim siyum masechtas. So the Mishima Shirim, he first quotes all the sources, Gemara and Shir Shirim, the Beis Yosef quoting this Medrash, and he quotes from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, says the real simcha, the real chashivas of siyum Torah is not the completion of Zos HaBracha at all. The chashivas is the beginning, the new beginning of reading Bereishis. In regards to the Pesukim of Shlomo HaMelech and the great Simcha and the Mishta he made, remember, he didn't make the Mishta after he learned everything. He made the Mishta in the beginning, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him that request, that you will know everything that will, more than anybody ever will know. Once he received that promise, that's when he made the Simcha, in the beginning. In the beginning he made the Simcha. He wasn't the Chasen Torah, as he says, he was the Chasen Bereishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him he's going to get all the Chachma, and that potential, that's why Shlomo HaMelech made the Mishteh. So the idea is that once you go through the Torah, it now gives you the ability to read through and learn through and do Chazara in a better way now, with a better background, a more understanding. It's the ability to learn weiter. It's not like you completed the Torah. You can never complete the Torah. It just helps you learn further. And that's the great simcha. He writes later on that Rav Moshe used to, when he lived in Europe, he used to always be makbid not to get chasen Torah, he wanted to get chasen Bereishis. Because this is the idea, the chasen Bereishis, starting new, now is the whole chashivas v'siyum. When he came to America, he thought it was inappropriate that a stam baal bas should get chasen Torah, so he took chasen Torah instead. Now, I'm not sure why that he allowed then the baal bas to get chasen Bereishis, but that's apparently what the minhag was. And then later on, it explains that the Rav himself never made a siyum, because he never felt that he completed anything. He was always in the middle, always a work in progress. One time, after 10 years of learning with Chabur, people in New York, they learned the Maseches Brachos, he felt it was such a great simcha, that was like the one time he made a siyum. But comes out from this, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought the whole chashivas of making a siyum was the ability to learn further in Gemara and to have a further understanding. It's not because you completed anything. You can't complete Torah. There's no way of completing it. It's just like Shlomo HaMelech. When he was promised that you're going to learn more, you're going to know more Chachma, that's when he made the Mishteh. Then the Tziv, all the way at the end of Hemek Shela, this is where people talk about the idea of Siyumim, because that when they finish the Sefer, that's when the idea comes up. He discusses at length about saying a Shechayanu had a Siyum. We're not going to get into it all. He says, the Inyan of a Suda is Kidei L'Shavech, L'Shavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Dabar, L'Fnei Rabim, HaKrum, L'Suda, V'Zeo, Inyan Karban Tota. The point is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of many people, just like the Karban Tota. There's a famous Netziv al-Torah, which he discusses the idea of Karban Tota. The Karban Tota is 40 chalos. Why do you have so many chalos in such a short amount of time to eat it? The idea is you have to, by definition, invite people to come join in the Suda to have a Hodah B'Rabim. So is the Shitasa, I guess, the idea of Karban Toda, you know, not the Shitasa necessarily, but the idea of the Suda is to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu Birabim, just like the Karban Toda. Yamshir Shlomo says similarly also that the idea is litein shevach v'odol l'makom ulefarsim also b'simcha. The idea is to publicize the simcha and to give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chuvas Maharam Mintz gives a very interesting approach as to why you make a suda. It's not to at all advertise and to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, you should do that also, but it's not about yourself and your own accomplishments and you're giving praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is l'chavad ha-torah v'tamidein. Once you finish a masechta, it's a way of giving kavod to the Torah. Not an expression of your own personal accomplishments, but to give kavod to the Torah. Why then? Because I guess it's an opportune time. You've completed a certain masechta or perek or whatever it may be. Now is a good time to stop and just say, wait, this Torah is great. Let's give kavod to the Torah. Let's invite everybody over. The Ramban gives a different perspective as to why, well, not Ramban himself doesn't, but other Achorim point to this Ramban about the idea of a Sudas Mitzvah to see him. Ramban in Parshat Mishpatim, at the end of Kabbalah Satorah, the Klaisa went to eat and feast, so he says, after Kabbalah Satorah, the Ramban writes, She'osu Simcha V'yomtuf. Ki kein chova l'smach b'Kabbalah Satorah. There's an idea to rejoice when receiving the Torah. He quotes the, with Shlomo HaMelech also, that he made a Mishteh, when he received the Torah before he actually learned it all, but he received the promise he'll learn everything, all the Chachma. Amar Rav Elazar, Mikan She'osu Mishteh L'gamar Shel Torah. And at the end, he writes, "Va'af kan b'yom chasunas haTorah kinasu." So too, in the wedding, the marriage of Torah, the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through the ksuva of the Torah, the luchas, whatever that relationship is, that's why there's an idea of a simcha, just like a sudas nisuin. So this may explain the opinion we saw earlier, quoted the Chavos Yair in Pesachei Tshuva, why he wants to compare the idea of a sudas simcha sim to the sudas simcha of nisuin. Just like the nisuin, the shevrach, lasts for a number of days, so too a sim should last for a number of days, because in essence it really is celebrating the relationship of the marriage we have with the Kadosh Baruch. So just to sum up quickly, the opinions we have, the different perspectives of why we have a sim, is either because it's the ability to learn vayta and shas and understand things better, or it's to give a shevrach odarach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, or maybe similar or not similar, the idea of simcha, rejoicing with everybody else, or maybe it's about the Kavod HaTorah, the Torah itself deserves this, or maybe to celebrate the marriage with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
The Maharam Mintz with the Kavod HaTorah with Tommy Dan,
yeah.
Is he getting that from the Gemara in Shabbos with Abaye, or from that Rashi, I guess? And he was, Abaye invited all of his, like, Tamidim?
I guess that, but
is that like what Rashi's driving at?
Well, we'll get to now. That's actually one of the rhymes he actually does bring. You're right as to why one should invite other people. So that's the next piece we'll do right now. We'll try to get this in quickly. Is there an idea of other people to join in the simcha? The person himself who's Messiah, he has a certain amount of simcha, but should other people also join in? So we'll go through this quickly. Number 28, the Yamshir Shlomo writes that there's a mitzvah rabba sheyishmoch imas Messiah. There's an idea that other people should rejoice with him, just like we found that Abaye, he didn't just make the scene by himself, he invited all the Tamidim and all the Rabbanim to come join in the Yom HaTovah L'Rabbanan. When the guy made a scene, you should rejoice with him. The Maharam Mintz also says you should invite people along with him, not because of a simcha, because the more people there, the more Kavod HaTorah there is. And that's why. Not because of myself, because of the simcha, because Kavod HaTorah. But now, is there a chiyuv? Okay, there's an idea, but is there an obligation to join? Let's say you're invited to come. Do you have to go to this sim? Not to put pressure on anybody here. But the postman do discuss such an idea. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis, discusses that there are seven types of menudin l'shamayim. People who get excommunicated from shemayim. On that list is someone who's not married, someone who doesn't have children, someone who has children but don't raise them in Torah. The last one, Yesh Omrim says, Af Misha Ein Mesid B'chabur Shemitzah. Somebody who does not join in a chabur of people sitting, joining together, eating for a Sudas Mitzvah. What's an example? Rashbam says, Kigon Misha Shabrismila O Bas Kohen L'Kohen. That's an example of Brismila or a Bas Kohen marrying a Kohen. And Rabbeinu Chanal says, even going to a Kiddush. You're invited to a Kiddush. You should go to the Kiddush. And if you don't join in, that might be considered Menuda L'Shemayim, according to some opinions. Poskim deal with, what about being invited to a Sudas Mitzvah? Is that also, if someone does not come to a Sudas Mitzvah of a Siyam, that also can be included under this Menuda L'Shemayim? Probably not, but they do discuss this. But just to show you how far people go, I won't mention names. A number of people were a little upset about the time of the Siyam. It's during the big Giants-Patriots game, if people don't know that yet. That game starts at 4 o'clock. The Siyam's at 5 o'clock. People don't know about that. Okay. So one person I know was planning on actually going to Foxborough to go to the game, Patriots-Giants game. I just
give me a weight like that.
So anyways, I just found out last night that they had canceled the trip to go to Foxborough. And I told him, I feel very, very guilty. He says, don't worry. We're not going because of you. Don't worry about it. We're going because of the Kavod HaTorah. We're going because of the Kavod HaTorah. Like the Marmins writes, it's about the Kavod HaTorah. There's a Siyum. Someone's making a Siyum. And you get invited. We could cancel a trip to go to Foxborough to celebrate in the Siyum. Not because of you, Chas V'Shalom. We're going because of the Kavod HaTorah. Not to put pressure on anybody there, but it's not about me. It's about the Kavod HaTorah. Anybody who can't make it, don't feel bad, though. There will be more. What?
Unless you're going to the Giant game, then you should be
unless you're going to
the
Giant game. Right, okay. Or a Ranger game. Okay, so I guess I get another idea in here also. What about an Avil? Can an Avil participate in a Siyum Sudas Mitzvah? Without getting into all the details, what a Avil could go to, what types of Sudas, Sudas, generally a wedding, a Bris Milah is the discussion. Which types of, what's considered a Simcha, what's not considered a Simcha, can he go to, can he not go to? The Maor Mintz paskins that in number 33, v'hi sudas mitzvah, de'afilu avil toch yud beis chodesh al avil v'imo yachol lisor. That a person, even if he's an avil, within the yud beis chodesh, is allowed to attend a sudas mitzvah of a siyum. I'm lucky that Rav Rosenzweig, who's still within yud beis chodesh, he's able to attend near Hashem Sunday the suda, the siyum. He's not going to stay for any of the dancing, but he could come. What's the reason behind that an avil is allowed to attend a sudas mitzvah of a siyum? So I haven't really seen anybody discuss this. I saw one footnote say, because the Sudas Mitzvah of a Siyum is not really a celebration of a Simcha Gashmitik, it's more of a Simcha the Ruchnias. And that type of thing, somehow that Simcha the Ruchnias is not something that disqualifies an Avil from participating in. Only a Simcha of a Gashmias is something that he's forbidden to participate in. And I'm not really sure if that's so clear, because every simcha of a mitzvah, even in a suin, okay, there's physical things that go on there. There's a lot of eating that goes on there, but it's also a ruchnias type of simcha, I would think, as well. Maybe it's because there's both ruchnias and gashmias. Maybe it's through this mitzvah that seems only ruchnias. I'm not sure. That's one idea I saw. I wasn't so comfortable with that. But if you understand some of the reasons behind why you make a siyum, a suda for a siyum, if it's about Simcha, so then it's a big problem. But if you understand the reason why you make the Suda is because the Kavod HaTorah, or made to give Shevach, like the Karban Todah, so maybe it's not such a problem why a Avil would attend to it, perhaps. But I really didn't see anybody address this.
You're saying attend, could you also make the Siyum themselves?
Yeah. Yeah, you could also make it. Even more so, if he makes it, for sure he's allowed to make it in. But not everyone agrees to this. Some argue on this. The Shita that even an Avil cannot attend a Siyum. But I think most poskim accept this, lahalacha. And then finally, what we'll do just quickly now is, what if somebody learns, reads through quickly without fully understanding what he's reading? So the Shulchan Aruch says that every morning we're supposed to say the different Mishnah parshas, the Talmud Ezim, the Kohen Brish, the Rishmal, and the Magen Avraham writes, but you should only say it if you understand what you're saying. You're supposed to learn it to understand it. But aval im omer ha-mishnah ve'eno mevin, he doesn't understand what he's saying. Eino nikra limo, that's not called learning. L'chein tzichin lumo, you have to learn it. And if it comes to halach l'maisa, what do you do on Tisha B'Av? Are you supposed to say it? It's just part of the Seder Yom, or since it's considered learning, and you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, maybe you shouldn't say it. Okay, that's something to keep in mind. So the Magen Avraham says one has to learn these things. And if you're just reading it and not understanding, that's not considered learning. And you shouldn't make a siyum, therefore, also, if you just read through Gemara without understanding it. But the Achronim point to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Testament Aleph, which writes, Amar Rava li olam ligros inshi. Ligros means to read. A person should always read, even though he might forget, even though lo yodah ma kamar, even though he doesn't know what he's saying. There's an idea of simply reading things. So it sounds like there is an idea to make a siyum, even when someone reads it, even though he doesn't understand it. And Rashi writes on that, though, they throw this right at the door, because Rashi writes, what does it mean to lo yodah mai kamar? He doesn't know what he's saying. She'ein rabo yodei lefarish lo klum. The Rebbe doesn't know how to explain it. There's certain things in the Gemara, a lot of Agadata, a lot of the sugyas in Gittin, where they talk about different refuos. We really don't know what those mean. So any type of error shas which the Rebbe can't really explain, we don't know what it really means, so that you're allowed to just read through. But things that have the ability to understand, you're just not putting the malice in, for sure that won't count as part of the seam. And the Sefer Kadva Kemach of the Rabbeinu Mechai is mechalik between the Kriyas Torah, Torah Shvechsav, and Torah Shbal Peh. So you have a question? Yeah?
Yeah. Did you say one of the reasons that you do it is that the next time around you'll understand it better. So then, even if you don't understand all of it right now, then it's still building for next time.
It's true, but it's not. You can't make a seem on something that you read which you don't understand, because that part which you read is not going to help you learn future things. Only something that at a certain basic level of understanding will help you proceed further. So Rabbeinu Bachai just writes the idea, but we just said before, that when it comes to reading just Gemara without understanding it, that's not going to be good enough. And when the Gemara in Avodah Zarah only means you came across something which has no understanding, that your Rebbe can't explain to you what that means, so that you're yotzei with just reading through. So the Rabbeinu Bachai writes that when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, something similar to what Rabbi Leibowitz spoke about from the Hakdama of Kamenetsky, I think, it's Rabbeinu Bachai also says this idea that reading Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah gedola, af al pi shelo haven mashikari. Even though you may not understand what you're reading, there's the idea of simply reading. Masha Einkin, he doesn't say this, but the Achronim point out, Masha Einkin, when it comes to Torah Shabbat Peh, you have to understand what you're reading. So it only really qualifies for seeing when it comes to Gemara, when you're understanding what you're reading. But when it comes to Tanakh, it seems to be arguing what Rav Moshe writes, if you simply read a Sefer Tanakh, or maybe the entire Tanakh you'd have to read, that alone would maybe warrant a sim, but Rav Moshe paskins otherwise. Simply reading the Tanakh would not qualify. Okay, and then I guess we'll stop here because I connected
the conversation.
Can I ask
you something a little late?
Oh, okay.
If guys can stick around for another 5-10 minutes, we'll be up until 12:10. If not, we'll do Ashkenaz next week.
Okay. I could just do the last two halachas then here. May as well just, okay, stretch it out then. So, yes.
What is John Patriot? Is he a nice guy?
So just two final halachas I just may just mention quickly.
Is that on the record?
Could someone make a siyum? Let's say, could someone make a siyum hashas if they go out of order? Let's say that someone starts with krisis and he's part of the daf yomi and comes around and finishes it when he gets to the next krisis, but he didn't go in order from brachos through nida. Would that constitute a siyum? Same question. So Minchas Yitzchak writes that someone who learns the Masechta Shalok Seder, Lafian Yes Daiti Bivade Inam Akiv. That's not Ma'akiv. He talks about particularly Masechta, maybe also with Shas also would be the same thing, that even though it's learned out of order, it would also constitute a sim, because either way, he learned the Torah. Why wouldn't you? He says, when it comes to Megillah, you can't read out of order because there are psukim and stuff like that, which are much more, the order is very important, of course. When it comes to a sim on a Gemara, the order doesn't make any difference. What about, he asks, the Minchas Yitzchak asks, what about, are you allowed to leave some over? Now, I finished my learning last Shabbos. So I left the last three lines. Thanks to Jake. Jake told me the last three lines. When he responded to my email, he told me the last three lines of the Nida. So I knew when to stop when I got there. So I didn't read the last three lines yet. But I finished last Shabbos. I could have, in a few more seconds, read it. Is there, can you wait a little bit to make a siyum? So when it comes to the 9 days, they say not one should not, slow down, learn faster to make your siyum during the 9 days. It should just be going keseder. But Minchas Yitzchak writes that im nachol hashir la siyum la eisa tzarech. He quotes. Does he quote this one? If he doesn't quote it, the Mar Mintz, which was quoted in the Piskei Tshuva, or maybe the Shach quotes him, that there's an idea, the simcha is such a great simcha that you should invite everybody over. One should wait a little bit, not too long, a little bit, in order to prepare everything necessary to invite everybody to come, in order to make a greater simchas haTorah, for a greater kavod haTorah. So waiting would be appropriate. Again, during the 9 days, we paskin, I think normally one should not push off or wait to make a siyum there. So I guess Adkan concludes the halachas.